everybody. Welcome to WD Carousel of Podcast. My name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And today we are going to be going back to the Deluxe Resort run through. It's been a little while since we've talked about the resorts, hasn't it been?
It's probably been a solid 4 or 5 months since we've talked about a resort.
Yeah, when we were going through and trying to figure out what our next batch of episodes were going to be, we legit forgot where we left off in this series.
Right. It's a real problem.
Yeah, but we had covered all of the standard deluxe resorts, but the ones that we had forgotten about or stopped at are the ones that are technically strictly DVC. So before we move to the moderates, we wanted to discuss those a little bit more.
Yeah, absolutely. So today we will be discussing Saratoga Springs, which I just never have even thought about as a resort. Like, it's never crossed my mind.
One of the first times that I went down to Disney as an adult, and of course I did the DVC, you know, spiel, and they wanted to do the walkthrough and everything. They wanted to bring us to Saratoga, but I played off that, you know, I was too busy to, you know, we had plans and we couldn't actually go. They wanted to ship me over to the Saratoga Springs property and have us do some villa walkthroughs and stuff, which now I wouldn't mind. I'd love to go see them. But at that time I was like, yeah, this is a timeshare program and mom tells me they're bad. And now I want to buy into DVC and I wouldn't mind the walkthrough. So times have changed. But at that time they were selling Saratoga. And so I knew it existed. I knew it was connected to Disney Springs, but I want to give you guys a little bit more information now on what we've learned since then and what we've dug up.
Yeah. So it's fairly new, newer than I thought it was. And it still exists, to my understanding, but Michael Eisner.
Yay, Eisner.
Good old Eisner. In 1996.
Correct, 1996.
Thank you. Decided that he was going to build a resort. So it was like you were going to go and like pay to stay at a resort and institute that was like you would like, it was like business professional advancement stuff all built into one Disney experience.
It didn't actually start as the professional advancement. It started out with, okay, so the old Disney Institute that is where Saratoga is now, it's the same property, was actually created. Eisner thought that people would want to potentially learn how to do things and have little like educational retreats. So where, you know, occasionally you'll hear about like, I'm going to say old ladies, but I have a couple of friends that do this, do like scrapbooking retreats or, you know, dance retreats or yoga retreats. This was like sort of the same thing. And it was going to be focused on what Disney could teach. So things like drawing or animation or, you know, it had to do more with the artsy stuff, but it was retreats. And so he had built this huge like resort land area to host people that didn't come down to go to the parks. In fact, park admission was not included in the, you know, cost of you going down there. And there was really nothing else to do. And it was a big old flop. And so once we got Eisner out of there, they decided that they wanted to revamp the property that was being used for other things, better things. And in 2004, Saratoga Springs was opened. It is the largest DVC resort at Walt Disney World with over 1,260 guest rooms. And it includes 60 treehouse villas.
Yeah. And one more thing is part of the transition from the Disney Institute Resort into Saratoga Springs. They basically leveled all of the guest rooms except for the treehouse villas, and then the main institute building became the clubhouse. So that structure is kind of the same, and they just like gutted it. And same with the treehouse villas. Everything else was rebuilt from nothing. Sounds expensive.
Sorry. Not shocking. It's Disney. And right. even though the resort may be the largest, the guest rooms themselves are actually among the smallest compared to the other DVC properties. Yeah. So that you're not getting your money's worth, question mark. But no. I will say, so some of the facts about this. It's right next to Disney Springs. You do have access to it via a walkway with a bridge, as well as, because it's such a large property, they have a boat waterway being able to take you back and forth to it.
Yeah.
It is themed to Saratoga Springs, New York, which is the home of horse races and equestrian life. But it's also themed for the Victorian era. So when everybody would be going to like Ascot. And all of the really high end horse races, and I don't know where what the heck that accent was.
It's fine. Kind of went for you're going for like Schitt's Creek, Moira Rose,
David.
I don't know. I think my brain was trying to do more My Fair Lady, but it just failed miserably. But this resort even has a motto. It says
health, history, horses.
Triple H there, baby.
Triple H.
There's a conference center.
Continuing on that retreat.
Yeah. And I mean, this isn't the only resort that has conference buildings and set up to be convention areas.
Right,
but this one, because they're working off of the old Disney Institute property, it's only meant to fit small to medium business meetings. So it's not like you're going to be having conventions. It's just you know, a couple conference centers here and there.
But it does, on the other hand, have 5 pools. Which... wow.
Well, I mean, when your resort is spread across a huge plot, huge tracts of land,
yes,
you're not going to want to have to hike to be able to get in there, or end up taking a swim in Lake Buena Vista. Please no. There are gators. The rooms range from studios to 3-bedroom, 2-story villas. So the studios are standard DVC studio villas, like the one that you and I stayed in Animal Kingdom Lodge. So there's like a little kitchenette. Yep. There's normally a queen size or king size bed and a pull out mattress.
Yeah.
All the way up to, like I said, the 2-story villas. So you're going to have like your own private stairs and full kitchens and everything. That one sleeps like 12 people. And then this is the special thing about Saratoga is that they have the tree houses. We've mentioned them before, but the tree houses are actual tree houses. Like the units are 10 feet in the air. So you are up in the trees and you have your own kind of surround walk around deck. It's surrounded by trees and probably bugs. And those only sleep like 8 people, so it's less than the 3-room villas. But you know, if you want to feel like you are completely alone, that's a place.
Are those accessible?
I'm not ADA sure. I don't think that they would be ADA accessible. That sounds like too much.
Unless they built a crazy ramp system, that'd be a lot.
Yeah, I don't think they'd be doing that. Yeah. And then there are some of the standard things. So we'll get into standard. There's a gift shop. Yay fun.
So the gift shop, and then there's really that kind of brings us into food options, right? At that point. Yeah. So for food, are we just like deeply unexcited about Saratoga Springs? Is that kind of like the vibe we're putting out right now?
Every single review that I've seen, at least of the food, has been mediocre at best.
So I know when I went, the last time that I went, I was staying at French Quarter, and we took the boat to Disney Springs. And we passed Saratoga, and I'm like, what is this? Like, I wasn't even fully comprehending that the resort was there. All I knew, it was gigantic. Anyway, so food options. The Turf Club Bar and Grill is really just, it's table service. It's the only table service they've got, which is weird for how big it is. And it's just, like, super, super basic. Real high pH.
Yeah. Artist palette is the quick service. Again, basic, boring.
Basic. Yeah.
And then we end up with what? 1, 2, 3 pool bars.
Pool bars. Yeah.
So probably alcohol, burgers, hot dog.
Yep.
Maybe
boring.
A bad pizza. But like the one caveat that they have that is unlike every other one is they have easy accessibility to all of the fabulous restaurants at Disney Springs.
That is true. That is
so
true.
You just need to walk across the bridge and you have all of Disney Springs at your fingertips.
Fingertips.
Which, you know, every single one of those restaurants. Okay, I'm not going to say that because there are some horrible ones there too. But the amazing restaurants that are there.
Yes.
The amazing quick service that's there. You're able to grab that and take it back to your room if you want to. Or, you know, really spend the time. And you can tell that this resort was meant to be more of a, I'm going to say, traditional sort of upper class getaway.
Yes.
So you're going to find a lot more amenities and in the recreations area and things to do that are other than, you know, traveling to a park or traveling to here or there. Yes, we talked about Disney Springs being right there, but they have a full Disney spa, Senses, that you can make reservations for.
They've got like Buena Vista Golf Course is like one of the, like the big golf course down there for Disney,
I believe so. Yeah.
They've got more than one, but I think that's the big one. And it's hosted like PGA and LPGA stuff. So
You can do country club things like renting bikes, Surrey bikes. You can play tennis, basketball, billiards, shuffleboard equipment for rent. There's a community hall. I'm surprised that there's not like badminton.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm being sassy about this, but that's because part of my life, I was raised in one of these country clubs and I know how boring they can be for kids. So I might recommend that this not be necessarily
a kid one,
a place that you bring all of your, you know, 27 and unders.
Yeah, no kidding. So fishing excursions, where do they go fishing? What do they stock?
There's Lake Buena Vista right there.
Lake Buena Vista.
Disney Springs. The lake that Disney Springs and Saratoga's on, the one with the water taxis and stuff.
The water taxis.
Yeah.
I always forget the relation of that to like the rest of the waterway, but so that actually has, that's actually with fish. Oh, okay. Huh.
Yeah.
So I know like they used to do that for like Bay Lake, but I don't think they do much fishing in Bay Lake anymore because it's pretty nice.
I don't know about that. But they have water stuff there, fishing excursions, specialty cruises, and other water sport options. You know, just make sure that you're avoiding the amphicars from the boathouse because you'll see a car tootling
just driving
on the lake occasionally.
Yeah. It's very odd. I was very tempted. I wanted to do it.
Don't tempt me when we go down next.
And then they've actually got 3 playgrounds. And then we were just talking about we really shouldn't bring kids here because it sounds boring. But there are 3 playgrounds. One is a wet kind of play area, and then just
splash pad area,
splash pad style. Yeah, yeah.
And
then
other special resort activities, which. To be honest, every single resort has special resort activities going on all day, every day, pre-COVID. So it'd be things like, you know, depending on the level of resort that you're at, it might be making popsicle stick somethings. It might be tie-dyeing a shirt. It might be a scavenger hunt. It might be learning how to speak African languages. It might be... A whole myriad of different things. So
sure.
Almost every single resort that is on Disney property is going to be having something like this. So if you're going to be staying on the resort, there's always something to do.
Yeah. It makes sense.
And then because of the location, obviously, there's not going to be too much availability for transportation. We did discuss the water crafting to Disney Springs. So if you're at the far end, you don't have to walk the entire length of Saratoga just to get over the bridge.
Right.
Everything else is pretty much just going to be buses.
Hmm.
And I think it's one of those that has like multiple bus stops within it too, so you don't all have to go to the main main hall area.
I guess I have never, like, I know, like, when you go to Animal Kingdom Lodge, you can they stop you at Kidani and Jumbo, like, they just, like, it's like two different stops. That's interesting. Yeah, I basically, like, what I've really learned about this resort is I just don't want to stay there.
It's beautiful. Okay, don't get me wrong.
It
is wonderful. And they're still, you know, it's the place where even to this day they use to sell DVC to people so they can have villa walkthroughs.
Sure.
And it's really nice. But you have to think of it in the old resort style sort of timeshare where they're expecting you to, if you're putting the money into a timeshare, you're going to be spending a lot more time on that actual property to hang out. And also at that time, a lot of those people didn't have taste. So restaurants weren't that big of a deal.
Yeah.
I say, referencing my mother doesn't even like salt. So.
Right.
They didn't have to cater to that level of culinary diversity. But their workaround with that is the Disney Springs expansion, which, as we've done a walkthrough there as well and covered different areas that you're able to have access to dozens of amazing restaurants, some mediocre restaurants, two horrible restaurants. And either way, you're still able to get food that you want. It's just not going to be on the actual property.
On the actual property, right. Which, I mean, like, yeah, and definitely, like, I just pulled up the Disney website because we can do that. And I did notice that they kind of pitched it as a, this is like your home base. Like, it's supposed to be very homey for the people who are DVC. Like, it does make sense. Though, I looked up a one-bedroom villa. Do you know how much a one-bedroom villa is nightly right now?
Like, if you are buying through Disney directly and not going through rented DVC points, because this it's just considered, like, a deluxe resort, my guess is going to be $400 to $500 a night for a studio.
One-bedroom villa is $544.
Okay, so that's even one bedroom. Okay.
Yeah, it's one bedroom.
So that means that you actually have a door to close off. There's a full kitchen and living room area.
The deluxe studio is $402 right now.
Yeah, I was right. Four to five. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're right in
now,
the ballpark.
Now, if you were to want to stay there, I would never, and this is, you know, obviously we're not being paid by Disney, so I can get away with saying this.
You can say what we want.
I would never purchase the rooms through Disney. You can always, there are plenty of reputable sites to rent DVC points from. And you're able to get a really good rate on pricing and check out these amazing deluxe resorts, some of which that you would never really even think about going to unless you were part of the DVC world, and try them out. That's going to be a heck of a lot cheaper, as you and I did that one year with Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
This would be one that it's almost like I would recommend it as a staycation.
Yeah.
Not a parks vacation.
Yeah. It's a more of a checkout kind of, not hit the parks hard kind of deal. Also, the treehouse for Disney's rate. What do you think the treehouse is per night?
Okay. So they compare that to like the bungalows and the Copper Creek villas. So my guess on that is going to be over a grand. I'm guessing 12 a night.
Yeah. 1230.
Yes.
Yeah. This is a
fun
game.
Do I know my numbers or not?
Yeah, you got your numbers. This is fun.
I don't even have it pulled up. Smart me.
How about like a two-bedroom villa preferred? Now I just want to know some specific number.
Do you seriously have that pulled up right now?
I do actually have it. Two-bedroom villa preferred. What do you think?
I'm going to go 758.
1126 seems kind of high.
It's okay. $1, Bob. Okay.
$1, Bob. You know, the I actually hadn't like looked around at the treehouse villas. That's pretty cool.
They are really neat. I like them, but it's one of those things where you have to be in the right mindset for it. Now, from where we're coming from Minnesota, the land of camping. If I wanted to go camping, if I wanted to have an out in the woods feel, I would do that up here. It's going to be cheaper. It's going to make more sense because I'm not going to want to fly down there, spend thousands of dollars to stay and probably not go to the parks or do a lot of that, you know, Disney stuff down there because I'm spending so much money on the treehouse itself.
I tell you what, the thing that really, like, just looking at it, like the design and stuff that really gets me is it really looks like, I don't know if you're familiar with like Bluefin Bay, like it's like a place you could definitely rent on the North Shore of Lake Superior. Mm-hmm. And the Lake Superior one probably is about $300 less per night. Like, it's just like, for you and me, like I totally feel you. It's like, it's more of just like, I would just go and rent a condo, like looking thing like that up in like north of Duluth. And it looks about the same. You'd be on the lake and like, that's just me.
So one of the first times that I went to Disney, so I'm talking about my conscious years because I went a few times, but most of it is my parents telling me that they took me.
Right.
Not that I remember. Right. But the last time that I remember going as a kid, we stayed at Dixie Landing, which if you are not familiar, is the Port Orleans Riverside now. At that point in time, the tree houses fell under Dixie Landing.
Oh, okay.
Which kind of makes sense because they're kind of in the same area. They're on that waterway that is on the way to Disney Springs or what used to be Downtown Disney at that time. And I even still have an old brochure that I'm literally looking at right now, not physically in my hands, but I'm seeing it on the table over there that I remember because I used to pour over that thing when I was a kid. And it talked about Dixie Landing and they had the picture of the tree houses at the same time. And I was so mad that I wasn't able to stay in a tree house as a kid. But now I understand.
Very pretty.
Right.
That's fun.
So that's our Saratoga Springs review. It's kind of lackluster. There's not a lot of history that went along with it. There's nothing, you know, flashy or special that went on other than it used to be, you know, the old Disney Institute property and that they have the tree houses. If you want a nice relaxing area to go hang out, cool.
Yeah.
If you are wanting to just park yourself for the night and then go explore the rest of Disney, if you're not DVC, I don't think it's worth it. But that's just me.
Fair enough. I probably would like to see it more close up at some point, because like I said, I've only really like seen it from the river or seen it from Disney Springs. I think I would definitely be more interested in taking a look at it just because it looks nice. It just doesn't look exciting.
They don't even have like their lobby stuff has pictures of the Disney horses that we're familiar with, so like Prince Charming's horse, the horse from Mulan, the horse they have like silhouettes and that sort of thing. Like some jockey jackets on the wall, but it's not like anything that I can give you, like creepy clown pool, which no longer exists, or you know, there was the bee attack at the Contemporary. There's not a lot of history here. It's safe. It's neutral. It's vanilla.
Absolutely.
If you want vanilla, you got this vanilla.
They did a good job. It's just definitely vanilla. Not even Neapolitan. Just vanilla.
So this has been WD Carousel of Podcast. Check us out on Patreon if you have any more inkling to get into this further.
Yeah. That's the one.
We're on there. But my name's Crystal.
And I'm Ian.
And we hope you have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow. Just a dream away.